This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
John 8:31 and 32. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free."
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and the News Radio 1440 app. 860-1440 are the numbers, but for right now, we do have the chaplain's report. I'd like to thank all my callers and people who have tweeted in today. I got to as many of you as possible, but it is time for the chaplain's report. So I do want to go ahead and delve into that. You may remember that I started a series on things that Jesus said while on the cross, and today we're on the third out of seven. This comes from Luke 23:39 through 43. "One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, 'Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.' But the other answered, and rebuking him, said, 'Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' And he was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And he said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise.'" Let's look at these two men for a moment. What's the contrast between these two? Who are these two? They're some kind of insurrectionist. We talk about the thieves on the cross, and they are criminals of some kind, and some older translation would even use thieves. However, thief is not really something that would get you crucified. The Romans typically saved that for a very special occasion. You would have been some kind of rabble-rouser, insurrectionist, somebody that was leading a rebellion against Rome. Typically, when you had someone that was crucified, it was because they were viewed as an enemy of the state. And so these men probably were involved in some sort of coup or rebellion or something like that. Something against Rome. We don't know exactly. There's very little detail given here. And yet, even though these two men are suffering the same fate for probably, if not the same, very similar crimes, what's the difference between these two? One of them understood his own shortcomings. That's really the distinction drawn here. You see, one was kind of mocking Jesus, saying, "Oh, if you're really the Christ, then go ahead and save yourself and save us as well." Which, for one, is short-sighted. Now, he didn't know the plan that God had put in place. But nonetheless, there was no excuse for him in his mind. It all had to be about the physical. If you're really the Savior, then you can save yourself. He was so focused on the physical, he didn't think that there might be a deeper spiritual meaning to what was going on. The other man was humble. He saw his own mistakes. And so he very humbly goes to Christ and makes a request of him. If you want to practice true humility, compare yourself to Jesus, because see, that's the difference. One man saw Christ as just another insurrectionist, just another criminal on the cross. But this other criminal, he looks at Jesus and sees somebody that is perfect, that has done absolutely nothing wrong. And he compares that to himself and sees the massive difference between the two of them. And because of that, humbly makes a request of Jesus. If you want to remain humble, compare yourself to Christ. That will enable you to practice true humility and see the shortcomings in your own life. We need to understand why we are here and why Christ was on the cross, because that's what this man did. He understood why he was on a cross. He understood that his mistakes, that his bad decisions led to him being crucified. And he says, "And I'm suffering justly for what I've done." And then he looks at Christ. And even if he didn't completely understand why he was on the cross, he understood that there was a good reason, it seems. He understood that Christ was there for something other than what he had done wrong. He knew that much, at least. And because of his recognition of that, he humbles himself before God. I think this also says a great deal about who Jesus is as well, not just the righteous criminal on the cross. Because Jesus, while suffering, takes time to comfort another person, to tell him that he will be with him this day in paradise. It is amazing to me, because we already talked about the passage where he's talking to the apostle and his mother, that even in his time of greatest distress, in a time of the darkest point in Christ's life, he still, even with all that looming over him, he still takes time to comfort other people, to think about what they're going through. Jesus was never too busy or too self-involved to show compassion to another person. What an amazing source of assurance having Christ tell you that you'll be with him in paradise, and that's the assurance that we have as well. If we humbly come to Christ with a request and have a heart of obedience, he will hear our request as well. Stay the course, friends.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.